Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Those beautiful sounds are filling up the streets of New York today and throughout our area. It's been a beautiful day weather-wise for the parade, the St. Patrick's Day parade, and out covering the parade for 1010 Winds, Mac Rosenberg.
Irish pride is bursting on Fifth Avenue. There's nothing quite like it when dozens of bagpipes are playing at once. You get that beat of the drums behind them. Kaz Kiernan has a special connection to this parade. She was engaged here 24 years ago.
The atmosphere, I just wanted to soak it all up. I just wanted to be Irish in New York on Paddy's Day. You can't beat it, you can't buy it.
Cardinal Dolan is soaking it all in.
Everybody feels at home on St. Patrick's Day, and everybody feels part of it. So thanks be to God, because we need that sense of belonging.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
And we want to see how you celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We're at 1010 Wins. Tag us in your photos on Twitter and Instagram. As the parade is winding down today, the annual Sober St. Patrick's Day celebration will be kicking off. This is the 13th annual edition of an international event, billing itself as a family-friendly celebration of the holiday with music and dancing and food and games. Jim Frawley is a former board member of Sober St. Patrick's Day.
Anybody looking for a place to bring their children where there's no craziness and mayhem that you see, you know, sometimes along the parade route or in the bars, is a great place for you to bring your kids. We've aligned with the Department of Aging. We want just a good traditional Irish dancing and music and everything else. And then finally, St. Patrick's Day can be a pretty triggering event for people in the sobriety community.
It is an alcohol-free event. It takes place at the Church of the Epiphany on 2nd Avenue between 21st and 22nd Streets, and it runs from 4:30 to 7. Now, a story that's been going on all day in suburban Philadelphia. The suspect in this morning's fatal shooting in Bucks County, PA, about a half hour north of Philly, 26-year-old Andre Gordon, has been tracked to a home in Trenton. Police say he fatally shot at least three people this morning.
Falls Township police say Gordon is homeless but has ties to this area. By 9:13, police allege Gordon carjacked someone at gunpoint in the parking lot of the Dollar General in Morrisville. The driver of that car was not physically injured. Gordon was last seen driving a 2016 dark gray Honda CRV with a Pennsylvania license plate, KFR1534, and a Namaste sticker on that car.
This correspondent, Hadass Kuznets, and police in the town of Falls Township say the shootings happened at multiple locations. Latest report of fatal gun violence in the five boroughs. Police say they found a 23-year-old man shot in the head just before 4:30 this morning in the Canarsie section of Brooklyn. It was near a nightclub called the Trends Lounge on Ditmas Avenue. Victim was pronounced dead at the hospital. No arrests as of yet. A passenger is robbed by a rideshare driver at gunpoint.
A startling twist in a rideshare journey this morning. A 38-year-old passenger was robbed at gunpoint by the very driver. The incident occurred just after 5 a.m. in Melrose, the Bronx, outside 787 Prospect Avenue. William lives nearby.
Well, I mean, I would hope it's not happening in my neighborhood, yeah. But I think there should be more more checks on those Uber drivers.
Police don't know which rideshare company the driver was working with, but William has some advice.
I mean, typically on the app, if you see it's not the same driver on your phone, you shouldn't probably take the Uber.
Police say the driver brandished a gun demanding the passenger's possessions. He made off with the victim's watch, cell phone, and wallet before fleeing in a black SUV. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Melrose, the Bronx.
The investigation continues into Thursday's A-Train shooting in Brooklyn. Brooklyn DA announced yesterday that the 32-year-old man who shot a second man, a 36-year-old man, during an altercation on the train acted in self-defense and will not be criminally charged for now. NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
A male entered the subway station on Nostrand Avenue. He did not pay his fare. He gets onto a Manhattan-bound A train, and he eventually gets into a dispute with another male. He eventually pulls a firearm out during that dispute, and ultimately he's disarmed and shot with his own gun.
Police say the two men did not know each other. It's not clear how the dispute started. What is clear is that the entire situation was terrifying for subway riders on the train, as we've seen from some videos. Police continue to search for a woman who appeared to have stabbed the 36-year-old man before the shooting. Wins News Time 208 on a much, much lighter note.
I have a dog and his name is Fred.
If you're looking to adopt a dog or a cat, you might want to head down today to the Best Friend Pet Life Savings Center in Lower Manhattan. This is manager Emily Roberts.
People can test their luck by picking from a pot of gold to reveal their reduced adoption fees for our dogs. They'll range anywhere from $25 down to $0. But the good luck doesn't stop there. We are also having fee-waived cat and kitten adoptions at Best Friends all month.
Robert says this is the first event of its kind. The center has about 10 dogs up for adoption and around 40 to 50 cats. Runs from 12 to 6 today and tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.